This podcast is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, previously known as UlugaRadio.org. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. Out of the 11 rules that are supposedly accredited to Bill Gates, we'll talk about that on a podcast in the near future. But out of those 11 things, today we consider rule number 9. Rule number 9, life is not divided into semesters. You don't get summers off, and very few employers are interested in helping you find yourself. Do that, he says, on your own time. You know, understanding our purpose in life, understanding our value in life, is one of the most important things that you will ever do in your life. It will govern and guide your entire direction in life. It will determine who you choose as a lifelong mate. It will determine where you go to church. It will determine how faithful you are to the Lord. It will determine your job. It will determine a great number of things when you understand what your purpose is in life. And my friends, I want you to make no doubt about it at all. Our purpose in life is to follow Jesus wherever he leads, whatever the cost. And I want you to keep in mind that he always has your best interest at his heart. Even from the Old Testament, we learn in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse number 29, as God is training up a new generation to go into the promised land, he says, "Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all of my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." You see, the keeping of God's commandments, the following after Jesus, is always the best thing to do. Now, it may not always be the easiest thing to do, but it is always the best thing to do. And so Jesus would put it this way in Luke 9 and 23. He said unto them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." In other words, deny yourself, follow Jesus. You follow Jesus rather than yourself. Don't be selfish in life. Be a Christian. And that will involve taking up your cross daily. It will involve self-sacrifices in life. In fact, in Exodus 23, verse number 2, the Bible tells us, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause that will decline after many try to wrestle." And so the ideal is, don't follow a multitude to do sin. You follow God even when your friends want to do something else. You see, our purpose in life is to follow Jesus in marvelous praise and adoration of our God by doing good things. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9, Peter put it this way, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Paul would put it this way in Ephesians 2 and verse number 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained before that we should walk in them." So we should be a different kind of person, a person that wants to follow after the marvelous praises of God and do the works that he has ordained. Now, if we're going to mind our manners, we've got to understand our purpose. So remember that knowing what to do is only a part of having good manners. It's the doing that counts, my friends. Thank you for joining me for another edition of Minding Your Manners.